Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
At The Lion Within Us, we discuss wealth a lot. And our sponsor at Investing for Beginners provides great resources for those wanting to take their knowledge of investing to the next level. Their monthly research e-letter is the best way to learn about the market and apply insight to begin growing your wealth. The newsletter tracks the founder's journey of managing a portfolio and shares how the decisions are made. For the beginning investor, this could be a great way to learn how to get started with investing from a company that is putting their money where their mouth is. I've been subscribing to their e-letter for quite some time, and it's something I look forward to every month, and I've learned a ton. They're a conservative group with an emphasis on a margin of safety. The Lion Within Us listeners can receive 15% off the monthly e-letter by visiting thelionwithin.us/IFB, that's Investing for Beginners, and using the promo code LION at checkout. That's thelionwithin.us/IFB. And use promo code LION to receive 15% off your monthly research e-letter.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they are predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. Now, this week, guys, we're going to be focusing on wealth and specifically our career goals. Now, we have a really great verse this week. It's Psalm 20, verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill your whole plan. Now that just feels good, right? May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill your whole plan. I'm gonna get what I want, but I'm gonna caution you here, guys. Your heart's desire, that part of the verse, make sure you're in alignment with God, right? Now, before we believe in Jesus, before we submit to him, we have dirty hearts. And if that heart, you know, once we submit our heart, we get clean and we have the power of Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God, that all comes in, that gives us the Holy Spirit. And at that point, our heart can be directed by God. So if we're trying to make plans and our heart's not right with the Lord, be careful. Because you know what? God, he needs us as godly men that are leading our families, that are trying to be the men that he's predestined us to be. He needs us following him and submitting to him. He's the God of the universe. He is the creator. You know, through nothing, we can't do anything on our own. We have to submit. And as men, that can be hard. It can be hard to submit. But God, guys, until you do that and really put God in control and understand that it is Jesus and what Jesus did for us on that cross, how he died, how he overcame death, how he ascended, how he is sitting at the throne, Jesus is the only way. And when we get that right in our hearts, at that point, those plans that we want, those goals will be fulfilled. So that's a great verse for this week, okay? Now this week, You're going to have a wonderful coach that I'm bringing on. His name is Jarrett Greer. He's a friend of mine. We run together. Just an awesome guy. Lots of energy. Has a wonderful business where he helps executives just become better people, better men, better women, better leaders. And I tell you what, Jarrett does a phenomenal job. He talks about how to set career goals, like a one-on-one, just the basics on how you get started, how you get clear, writing them down. He walks through a whole process of writing them down and how you do that, how you, when you do that, who you should do it with, the importance of doing that with your wife, you know, and sharing those with your kids, you know, the importance of talking to your employer and understanding the opportunities that exist there, and getting laser focused. You know, he mentioned a phrase, and it's talking about what is managed gets mastered. I tell you what, buddy, when you think about that, if you manage it and you can master it, how much more can you do in life? So it's wonderful stuff. He talks about tracking and how you can go about that, accountability partners, and the celebrations, the way we should celebrate those goals when we create them, you know, because sometimes it's hard. We need to have some quick celebrations. We need to be able to look at life and understand what's going right. And then we need to figure out if it's not going right, where do we need to recalibrate? Where do we need to adjust? Maybe we just picked the wrong doggone goal. Give yourself some grace, guys. You know, we're not Jesus. We do make mistakes. And I sometimes feel like as spiritual leaders, as men, we put too much pressure on ourselves. So guys, the verse doesn't say, may he grant your hearts everything and you'll never get it wrong. The verse is saying, may he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill your whole plan. So let's make sure our hearts are in the right place and that those desires are in the right place. And if they align, then God, let's take God out the box and let him do his thing, guys. Come on. So what I want you thinking about this week, are you more afraid of missing a target or not aiming at anything at all? Now think about that. You know, a lot of guys, if we start writing stuff down, if we start really getting into the details on what we want to accomplish, that makes it real. That really brings it to life. And that can be scary. I get it. But if we're going to be the leaders for our wives, for our children, for our community, we need to get specific. We need to get into the details. And we need to get really clear on what our plans are, what God wants for us in our life. And then you got to put into work. It's not easy, guys. This is not saying this is a cupcake and rainbows. This stuff is tough. If you want to be a spiritual leader, be ready for battle. That's why we have the armor of God. It needs to be used, okay? So get out there. Think about it. Are you more afraid of missing a target or not aiming at anything at all? So guys, go out there. Start thinking about that this week. Let Psalm 20, verse 4, just come into your heart. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill your whole plan. And that's my prayer for you all this week. Come back on Wednesday. Check out Jarrett for that impactful conversation, all the wonderful tips that he has. Before your spiritual kickoff, guys, that is it. I'm hoping that just a week full of blessings, that you go out there, that you stomp it, that you get everything that your heart desires, because I know that it's aligned with God. And if you're liking the line within us, please share it, guys. I'm going to keep asking because we need you to share. That's how we're going to grow. We need a community to keep growing, to keep expanding so that the kingdom of God can keep growing out here with our support. Okay? Now, go to thelionwithin.us for all our resources on our coaching process, the things that you can get from us, the things that we're here to serve you with, the Bible resources, the email group. There's a lot of material. We're really trying to put stuff in front of you that's going to help you be the leaders that you are predestined to be. Give us a 5-star rating. Write a review. That really does help, guys. So I know I'm asking you a lot. Trust me. Makes a big difference. Really helps the podcast. And then, guys, I hope you have a wonderful week. I want you to go out there. I want you to get you what your heart's desires, because I know the God of the universe, he can fulfill it. He has that power. So go out there and unleash the lion within.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.